This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. One Israeli was killed today and two others were wounded in Gaza. An Israeli security source said they were victims of an apparent Palestinian mortar attack. The latest violence came as 60,000 Palestinians took to the streets in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Leaders of the militant group Hamas vowed revenge for the Israeli rocket attack yesterday that killed the group's top military man. The killing came as Israel was still voicing its regret over the Israeli bomb explosion in the West Bank Thursday, in which five Palestinian school children died. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Jerusalem. Peter, the Hamas leader killed yesterday, Mahmoud Abu Hanoud. Can you tell us about him? Why has his death caused such a strong response among Palestinians?
Well, until yesterday, Lisa, he topped the Israeli most wanted list. Israel considers him responsible for planning several deadly bombing attacks. Among Palestinians, though, Abu Hanoud had gained almost a legendary status as the man the Israelis couldn't kill. They've been trying since 1995. Last year, he survived a bungled Israeli commando raid in a West Bank village. The Israelis, disguised as Arabs, wound up shooting at each other while he escaped. He was later in jail earlier this year, and then the Israelis bombed the jail, believing Yasser Arafat was about to let him go. The jail was destroyed, several Palestinians died, but again, Abu Hanoud escaped, and his legend grew. There were no apologies from Israel. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres told Israeli radio that the killing was justified as a clear act of self-defense. He said that Abu Hanoud was a professional terrorist planning to carry out more attacks.
Well, Israeli officials did express regret over the roadside bomb in the Gaza Strip that killed five Palestinian boys on Thursday. Is the Israeli army now owning up to that?
Yes, they had an internal investigation, and officials are now admitting that it was the army who planted the bomb that killed those boys. They're aged 7 to 14. They died walking to school in the Han Yunus refugee camp on Thursday morning. The army says the bomb was intended for militants who used the area to fire at Israelis. But there is some talk now that after this incident, this tactic of planting bombs in refugee camps may be reconsidered. The mood now among Palestinians, especially among the Hamas faction, which, by the way, rejects the peace process altogether, seems to be in favor strongly of revenge, no matter what the consequences.
Well, in the past, that's meant more suicide bombings. What are people expecting now?
Well, that's certainly what Israel's preparing for. Israeli officials have long dismissed the idea that the government assassinations provoke Palestinian violence. They say the radicals need no encouragement. But of course, Hamas and other Palestinians are saying that this is a deliberate provocation and there probably will be revenge. And people are waiting to see if that's the cycle that begins again.
Now, Peter, several U.S. envoys are expected in the region next week. It's hard to imagine a much worse scenario for their arrival. What are people there saying about these envoys' chances of establishing a new ceasefire?
Not much positive, Lisa. There was skepticism before, and it's only grown now. Retired General Anthony Zinni had been expected to at least try and achieve some kind of agreement before Ariel Sharon, the Israeli Prime Minister, meets with President Bush in Washington on December 3rd. But now analysts on both sides are saying if the envoys accomplish anything like that, it will be a miracle.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Lisa.